on First Up, Karolnik and Koliakovo with you, and big game tonight for the Toronto Raptors in New Orleans. A reunion with former Toronto Raptor Jonas Valanciunas. He and the Pelicans having a really strong start to the season.
I was just going to say that. I looked at the standings. They're the third best team in the Western Conference right now.
When Zion Williamson is healthy and Brandon Ingram's playing up to the level he's playing at, CJ McCollum, JV, it's a really good team. And let's bring in the radio play-by-play voice of the New Orleans Pelicans. Again, it's the Raps and the Pels tonight on TSN 1050. And in New Orleans, it's the voice of Todd Graffanini. You will hear. He joins us now. What's going on, Todd?
Good morning, gentlemen. You were talking about the reunion with Jonas Valanciunas. I thought you were going to talk about the Hernan Gomez brothers. They're going to be reunited.
That's true. That's true.
The Cruz brothers, you mean.
Yeah, it's really just Juancho who's the big celebrity. But yeah, that's right. There are some fun things. And anytime JV, I mean, he is totally beloved here in this city, Todd, in spite of leaving a couple of years ago.
He helped us win a championship.
JV? No, JV was on that team. He was gone.
He helped us get Marcus Gasol.
Oh, I suppose he did, yes. Yeah, you just kind of scared me. Well, was Valanciunas on that team?
No. He was part of the big trade to bring in
Gasol. Go ahead, Todd. Sorry.
No, he's been phenomenal for us, too. I mean, it's hard not to love the guy. It's your typical lunch pail. I mean, he had 50 double-doubles for us a year ago and played pretty much every game and was always there. So it's been fun to get to know him a little bit and to see him, you know, off the court. And I mean, you look at the guy from afar and you're like, my goodness, you don't want to meet that guy in a back alley. And then when you talk to him, he's the funniest, you know, jokes, and he's an awesome dude to be around. And we're very fortunate to have him on our team.
Well, Todd, you said that he's a fun guy to get to know. Has it been fun to get to know Zion Williamson this season? Because, you know, we all know the hype he came into the league with, and obviously through injuries he hasn't played much, but how impressed have you been with, one, by the way he looks, and two, with the way that he's playing?
Well, both have been really good. And, you know, I came in the league, my first year was Zion's rookie year, and of course all the hype after the Pelicans won the lottery, and you knew what the draft was going to be. So that was, you know, I mean, I'm coming into the NBA and going, this is going to be a lot of fun. And then four games into his preseason, you know, rookie campaign, he tears his meniscus and he's out until January 22nd. And it's really been a roller coaster ride with him. And his first, it's actually interesting because the other night when he went 22-8-8 in the win against Oklahoma City, that was his 100th game in the NBA, and this was his fourth year. And the numbers have been, if you look through what he has done in his first 100 games, you know, all the comparisons, you know, you're looking at Michael Jordan and Charles Barkley and Shaquille O'Neal, Wilt Chamberlain. I mean, these are, you know, top 50 players all time in the history of the NBA. He just has not been out on the court, but he puts up the numbers. Now, he comes in this year, he is in phenomenal shape. I mean, it looks like he's back at Duke almost with as far as his body type and what he's been able to do off the court. He's hired a chef. He had a major off-season workout. Of course, he had to get healthy again before those workouts took place, but, you know, the foot injury had healed, and he's just been really, really good for us. The good news for him has been this year, he's only missed a couple of games, really, and that was really due to a couple of flukes. I mean, he fell very hard in the third game of the year and had a bruised, you know, tailbone, and then he stepped on a foot a couple of weeks later, had to miss a couple of games, but he's been relatively healthy. He's played a bunch of minutes. He's in very good shape, but he doesn't have the pressure that was put on him early in his career to be the sole guy, because now you've got Brandon Ingram and CJ McCollum and Trey Murphy who can score the basketball, but Zion can be as dominant as he has been if the situation arises, and we have seen that a couple times this year. But there's not the pressure on him to score 25 to 30 points a game anymore.
Todd Graffanini is our guest. He is the New Orleans Pelicans radio play-by-play announcer. It's the Raps and the Pels tonight on TSN 1050 at 7:30. Now, OG Anunoby hasn't suffered the same injury woes that Zion has, but clearly OG's been a guy that's been banged up a lot over the last couple of years, and that's affected his play, his ability to develop as an NBA player. Well, this year, he's been healthy, and he has been outstanding on both ends of the floor. What type of challenge do you expect OG Anunoby to present for New Orleans tonight, Todd, both offensively and defensively?
Yeah, well, you look at the numbers and just what the Raptors have done defensively as far as the steals. I mean, you've got guys that are able to disrupt opponents' teams' offenses, and Anunoby's one of them. I mean, when you have that many, when you're averaging 2.5 a game, I mean, that is big time. But he's also a scorer. So I think what makes Toronto so dangerous, and, you know, we haven't played you guys in a while, and you kind of forget how good you are when you're whole. I mean, you guys have had, you know, you think the Pelicans have had some injury issues this year. Well, that's nothing compared to what the Raptors have done. I mean, y'all had one game when y'all played 8 players. I mean, that's just really, really difficult. But I think what makes Toronto so difficult to play against is because of their two-way guys like Siakam and Van Vliet and Anunoby. They do it on both ends of the court. They're just not worried about their offense. They're just as focused on playing defense as offense, and that turns into a very dangerous situation when you're talking about playing a team like that. Now that they're all back on the court, tonight's going to be a big-time challenge for the Pels because, quite frankly, we're not whole right now, and we've got some injury issues to deal with. So we're going to find out at shoot around in a little while who's going to be out there, and hopefully we'll be a little bit closer to full strength.
Todd, we talked about the early season success that the New Orleans Pelicans have had. They're 12-8 in the season. They currently sit third place in the Western Conference, and that just seems to be a moving target almost every night, yeah, considering how close it is. But New Orleans is building off of incredible momentum they built in last year's playoff, you know, getting into the play-in, having a good first-round playoff series where they had a tough loss. Do you think their early season success is sustainable, and do you think this team right now is a playoff team that can make some noise come playoff time?
I do, and you're exactly right. Going back to last year, now think about it. At this point last year, the Pelicans were 4-16. We started the year out 3-16 a year ago.
Wow.
And, you know, we got into the play-in and did win 2 games in the play-in against San Antonio, and then went to L.A. and beat the Clippers, which I think was one of the biggest games in the history of this franchise because it gave them an opportunity to get into the playoffs and play a Phoenix Suns team who was the best in the league. But the momentum was definitely there. The Pelicans were 10 games under 500 last year, but made the playoffs because of the play-in. So the record wasn't that great. And remember, we did all this without Zion Williamson a year ago. So, you know, you add him to the mix, and you're, because the roster did not change. It is pretty much exactly the same roster that we ended the season with a year ago. But now, when you put him in there, you add more options, and then guys have more defined roles than they did a year ago. And I think what you're seeing now, and look, you mentioned the 12-8 start. We've already lost 3 games in overtime. This could be a much, much better record. You know, lost to Utah in overtime, lost to the Lakers, which we still, you know, are hurting about in overtime. So the record could be even better than it is right now. But the momentum was definitely there. And the real best part about it, guys, is the city completely bought in to this team. And, you know, we've had 11 home games so far. We've had 6 sellouts already. And early in the season when football's going on and you're talking about the New Orleans Saints, for the Pelicans to be just as tough as, if not a tougher ticket than the Saints, that should tell you something about what the general public feels about this team in this city.
Yeah, you don't want to go to a Saints game and watch Andy Dalton and Taysom Hill quarterback them anyways, Todd. You know how it is. You know how it is. You could still win the division. I mean,
Sunday,
you know,
was a tough watch.
Yeah, no kidding. Watch. Oh, was it ever. Thank you so much for doing this, Todd. Have a great call tonight. Would love to catch up later in the season, all right?
No question. Thanks, gentlemen.
All right, you got it. Todd Graffanini, New Orleans Pelicans. New Orleans? Is it New Orleans or New Orleans?
I say New Orleans.
I feel like it's New Orleans is how you actually say it. We should ask Todd. Call him back, Arad. We'll find out on the other side. Also, I should tell you, we're giving away Raptors tickets here on First Up every week, all season long. Listen to the First Up podcast this Thursday, tomorrow, for hourly clues to the identity of a current or ex-Toronto Raptor. Once you know the player, you'll have until the end of the day to enter at tsn1050.ca. for your chance to win a pair of tickets to see the Raps and the Celts on December 5th. My FanDuel best bets coming up next.